This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Tuesday, the third day of December of 2024, as we continue to get closer and closer to Christmas. I am Chad Holmes, currently in downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. It's 19 degrees under overcast skies. It's the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at 8:21, we'll welcome back to the program meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She took a long holiday weekend, as I'm sure she had a massive, massive birthday party yesterday. So we got to find out all the details on that with Brittany, and also find out when's the next time we're going to get above freezing. It's been a little while, as we're getting a bit of winter weather, a dose of it here in early December. So Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21. Then at 8:34 is Brenton Canese of the Wausau Conservatory of Music discussing the Winter Wonderland concert they are hosting on Friday. And at 9:06 this morning, we are joined by Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library to talk about activities at branches throughout the area. I will also have, during the course of the program, our war on make-believe, as I come out swinging against make-believe, because we need realism out there. We need the truth. Truth, justice, and the American way. Who said that? Who's the guy who's behind that? Truth, justice, and the American way.
Superman.
We're going to have a little, maybe between the two of us, we can be 1/100th of a Superman. So we're going to go in that direction. So that's all coming up. And of course, at the end of the program, the final segment of the show, we will have our daily history lesson, let you know about some famous events that are going on. I should say it's famous events that have happened in our history. Heck, we may have some famous events going on today. Who knows? You never know what's ahead of us here on this Tuesday. Also, some celebrity birthdays. We'll talk about some events that will be acknowledged here today. And, of course, we will be joined by Ian Welsh at the very end of the program to get the number for the day quiz, where we give Ian three choices based on the math. You should get one out of three right. So that's 33% if you're just guessing. So that's always the goal to start the week. 33%. If you're above 33%, it's a passing grade. If you're below 33%, it's a failing grade. But we have higher standards than that around here.
We certainly do.
So you want to get to at least 3 out of 5, which is a winning week.
Yes.
Then 4 out of 5, which is your best week ever.
Oh, yes.
And then there's that holy grail, the one that's just standing out there. It's just been out of the reach so far, which is that perfect 5 out of 5 week.
It's out there.
It's out there. Not this week it's not out there, but it's out there.
Not this week.
Because yesterday did not get it right, so you're 0-1 so far this week, but we'll look forward to that. I know there's a lot of underhanded wagering out there based on whether or not Ian will get it right, so we'll have that coming up a little bit later in the program. But hopefully your week is off to a great start. Again, it's kind of an interesting time, because for much of 2024, we have been just plowing towards an election. It's been a very busy week, year. Busy week, busy year. And now it feels like, you know, it's a little bit, things have slowed down just a little bit. Now we're in the holiday mode. And I hope people are taking this opportunity to step back, maybe evaluate in a lot of ways. Where do we go from here? But as we go into the final weeks of 2024, I think it is that time to take that step back. Hopefully just think about things. Don't get wrapped up around politics all the time. Mm-hmm. Try to enjoy the holiday season. And then as we get to 2025, obviously it'll be another busy year. We got a Supreme Court race coming up in the spring. And of course, we're going to see what happens when Donald Trump returns to the White House. But here in December, it's time to take a step back.
Yeah.
What do you think? And by the way, let me properly introduce our in-studio engineer sitting across the way behind the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. You're absolutely right, though. It's time to take a step back and just, you know, think about all the good that President Biden had done these last 4 years. You know, think about his record, his experiences, and all the stuff he's done for the people, because he has a very exemplary record, I must say.
I am glad you brought that up, because that is something that I'm planning on here in the run-up to the change of administrations.
It's also something we should be talking about more instead of, like, you know, what is Trump going to do in his record. But why don't we talk about what the person who's currently in the Oval Office has done for us? Because I think he's done incredibly well.
And by the way, and yesterday, after we were done, of course, I'm here and I'm doing my work, and you know, I did a couple commercials and doing some other work, getting ready for the high school broadcast, and I'm always have the radios on here in the building, so I'm catching what's going on. Doggone it! I mean, again, one of the really great things about working with civic media is we don't get a bunch of talking points. We are not told what direction to go in, so we have our pathways. We have our own beliefs. We have the issues that we think we should be talking about. But I have to say, I was a little annoyed yesterday because there were a couple of our people that were talking about the pardon issue and basically dumping on the president a little bit. I'm kind of over that. I think that when you look at the big picture of what Joe Biden has done, it has been such a good record. And all we hear about, well, Joe Biden is not a very popular president. So these folks are trying to, you know, politicians in Washington are trying to distance themselves a bit from the president. I mean, I just wish that I would love to understand, sitting down and really understanding why Joe Biden is an unpopular president. Because when you look at the record, when you look at the legislative accomplishments, when you look at the last 4 years, when we were in the midst of a pandemic, where we're trying to rebuild the economy, trying to rebuild jobs, when you look at the jobs record, when you look at the unemployment rate, when you look at the GDP rate, the growth of the economy, over and over and over again, those in the so-called liberal media, those in the opposition when it came to the political parties, were talking about how we were going to have a recession. We are going to have a recession. The recession is coming. It never came, in large part because of the policies that were put forth by this administration. And for whatever reason, this administration does not seem to be able to get the proper credit for what they've been able to accomplish over the last 4 years. And this idea, again, that Joe Biden is an unpopular president, and I'll go even beyond that. Because when you look at Joe Biden, when you look at, say, Donald Trump, I want to have a president that, frankly, we can be proud of as a human being. And I do think that
whose record speaks for himself, and it does.
And I think Joe Biden as a person is somebody that has reached across. And the fact that the MAGAs do not want to do anything that is bipartisan. They just don't. I mean, we had that border bill. Donald Trump blew it up. But you look at Joe Biden as a human being, how he represents himself, how he represents the country. I think that is so underappreciated. And now we're going to go back to the chaos and the meanness and the lack of civility that we saw for 4 years back with Donald Trump. And I think that is something that is so underappreciated that I just shake my head over that as well. So again, I just thought yesterday there were a couple of folks that were, and I understand. I understand the idea that some say, well, Joe said he wasn't going to pardon his son. I understand that that's a flip-flop. I understand that that is something that perhaps you think, well, he should not have got himself involved in the process for his son. What I will say is, I understand that. What I will say as well is that the man named Kash Patel, who has been nominated by Donald Trump to be the next director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, said a year ago that he would, if in a position to do so, even after the convictions that occurred against Hunter Biden, he would look for other ways to go after Hunter Biden. He would keep going after Hunter Biden. So the idea that this guy said on a Steve Bannon podcast that he would continue to go after Hunter Biden even after these court cases were over, well, I can understand why Joe Biden would say, I want that to stop, because Donald Trump has indicated that he is going to go after people that have stood against him. Mm-hmm. And if there's a possibility to try to short circuit that, I can understand why Joe Biden did it. So again, you can have the criticism, but I sure wish, as you were saying, that we can look at this in the big picture realm.
And I said this before, and I will say it again. President Biden is a person who stutters, and I think that he represents a lot of many people who stutter, because he's taught to kids about their stutter. He shared his experiences with a stuttering and how he's worked with it and strategies that he used. I think that really speaks to his record as a human being, you know, somebody that people can relate to and somebody that, you know, knows what it feels like and understands the problem and is trying to help with that. So as a person who stutters, I think that Joe Biden is a great representative for people who stutter.
And I agree with that. I still remember
as well.
I remember a campaign event in Iowa back in 2020. In fact, I was in the hospital at the time because I had pneumonia, and I was in the hospital for about a week, and I was just, you know, laying in bed, and I was watching, and that was in the run-up to the Iowa caucuses. So I was spending a lot of time just watching the TV and news while I was trying to get better. And there was this event in Iowa where Joe Biden spoke, and then after the event, it was on C-SPAN, and C-SPAN would follow after the event and listen to the president, well, then the former vice president, talk to folks. Mm-hmm. And somebody brought up a youngster, a very young person who stuttered. And he got down there and he was talking to him, eye to eye, talking about what could be done, saying that, hey, gave mom, here, one of my assistants, I'm going to give you the information how to get in contact with me directly. We will work together. I mean, it was so moving. It was so real. It was so human. And again, I just think that beyond the record, having that humanity in the White House has been important the last 4 years.
See, that is the man I voted for president.
There you go. So there we are. We are off to a rip-roaring start here on this Tuesday morning. Coming up next, we will talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, about, again, a very chilly weather forecast. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, an overcast start here on this Tuesday morning from our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. The temperature stands at 19 degrees. Got a little bit of a dusting of snow as well as we were walking to the car and heading off to work this morning. But to talk a little bit about what we can expect here as we get towards the middle portion of the work week. We're very happy to welcome back to the program after a long holiday weekend and a big birthday celebration, I'm sure, our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning and happy belated birthday, Chad.
And I will say exactly the same to you. As one of those just weird occurrences to have the same birthday. I mean, one out of 366 this year. It's pretty amazing to really think about it, but I hope you had a wonderful birthday.
Thank you so much. I hope you did too. It is so ironic and also so cool, which
it
makes
is.
WXCO the best.
I agree 100%. I just wish that Ian had got the memo to have the same birthday. I don't know.
I wish.
We need someone to control us. We're Sagittarius. We're out of control. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. Well, let's talk a little bit about the weather, because we've had a dose of winter recently. I mean, it's been the temperatures. I don't know. It's been a few days since we've been above freezing. We're not used to this. We're so used to being above normal. It's really been chilly. And I remember what day was it? It was Saturday. I stopped and I got some gas, and it literally was really, really cold. The wind was blowing. I'm thinking, this is truly cold. And frankly, I'm just not used to it because we've been above normal so much. It's really been chilly out there.
And that's what I was going to ask you, too. Are you guys used to the cold yet? Because it hit me hard as well. And I'm the meteorologist, right?
Yeah.
I knew it was coming. I still didn't get out the gloves fast enough. I didn't grab the exact winter coat that maybe I should have. Because I feel like we usually have that gradual, here we go. Then we get the big cold snap. But this season, it just pushed right in, right through the holiday, of course. But no snow with it, really. I mean, Light amounts for a good chunk of the state. That lake effect up north really cranking into Hurley and Ironwood. And, oh my gosh, I think Ironwood got 27 inches of snowfall within just a couple of days. And that's turning back on today for them. So we could, of course, see some more light snow skirt through our area, probably this evening. And then tomorrow, the entire state's going to see some scattered snow showers because those winds are going to get a bit vicious. And, of course, cranking in that on and off light snowfall. So nothing major headed our way here this week. But, of course, anywhere from about a half an inch to an inch and a half could accumulate throughout tomorrow here into the Wausau area. But the cold, we're not really warming up, not much. I mean, when do we get above freezing again? Maybe over the weekend? Maybe by Sunday we'll hit 38 degrees?
And the weather has been in the headlines. In fact, this morning when I woke up, I had the radio that always at the top of the hour. I wake up at the top of the hour, and it was talking about just massive snowstorms in parts of the country.
Absolutely. I mean, it is really hitting hard. There's a lot of moisture from the Gulf that's moving its way up. And when you put those two together, they're hitting pretty hard. But I don't see any for us. I was looking maybe, I think it was December 11th. I can't remember if that's a Tuesday or Wednesday. But it does want to push a decent snowstorm into Wisconsin. But it's so far out that that's always changing.
Right.
So who knows? Let's keep our fingers crossed, though. Still prep. Get those snow blowers ready. Now's a good time to do so.
And also, again, we want that snow for the cross country people, for the downhill skiers, for the snowshoers, for the people that got their sleds who weren't able to bring them out last year. Again, I'm not a big winter person, but I do hope that we get a significant snow early so we can get that snow out there and get those outdoor activities going. And also, it helps business and a whole bunch. So again, we're counting on you to get that snow to come through here.
I'm trying my best. Oh, I am right there with you because I'm a huge cross-country skier, and I was tempted yesterday and over Sunday to possibly go up to the UP just to go skiing. So let's bring it here.
Absolutely. Well, what are the details as we head closer to the middle portion of the work week?
Yeah, so high temperatures today into the mid-20s. We will see that colder air pushing through tomorrow. Winds getting blustery, of course. Temperatures dropping from the upper 20s all the way to the single digits overnight tomorrow night. So a crisp and cold start once again on Thursday because those winds, still feisty, but we will see sunshine on Thursday. So that is the good news, is that the sun will be back out to end of the week. It'll stay sunny through the weekend, and we get a little push of warmth. So we'll still be in the mid-20s on Friday, but we hit the low 30s, flirting with that freezing mark on Saturday, and then near 40 on Sunday.
There you go. But yeah, we need some sunshine. I mean, that's one of the things about winter that sometimes just kind of drains you when it's always cloudy,
cloudy.
Get a little, even when it's cold, having that little bit of sunshine does go a long way.
Boost the mood.
There
yes,
you
indeed.
Go. And again, Brittany, great to have you back. Glad you were able to enjoy the long weekend, enjoy the birthday. And really, always great to talk to you, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Thanks, you too. Bye, guys.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us again every weekday at 8:21 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, overcast skies, temperature stands at 19 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour, so the wind chill factor is 11. The dew point is 13, relative humidity of 77%, the barometer at 30.36 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Speaking of cold places, tonight I'll be in a cold place as I'm heading to Marshfield as the Wausau West hockey team plays the Marshfield Tigers, Wisconsin Valley Conference opener. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also tonight, Tom Weaver will be with the Marathon High School boys basketball team. The Red Raiders, who made it to the state tournament a year ago, will start the journey again tonight. Season opener against Regis. You'll be able to hear that one live on the Sports 2 stream at WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app starting at 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. The Marathon Regis game will also air on a tape delay basis tonight on 98.9 WXCO after the Wausau West hockey game. The time is 8:28. We have an information update coming up. And then after that, we're going to talk about a special event coming up on Friday, the Winter Wonderland Concert, Cabaret from the Wausau Conservatory of Music. We'll talk to Brenton Canese about that straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35. It's still overcast outside, temperature of 19 degrees. Tuesday morning, the third day of December of 2024, and as we get into the meat of December, so many terrific events going on here in the Wausau and Central Wisconsin area. We have not even talked this morning about Ian's dress rehearsal last night. We'll talk about that later on, I promise you, Ian, as he gets ready for True Magic coming up this weekend. We got the Wausau Holiday Parade. We'll be talking tomorrow with Grand Theater Executive Director Sean Wright about another busy December over there. And coming up on Friday night, a terrific event, really spirit of the season at the Wausau Conservatory of Music, their Winter Wonderland Cabaret coming up at the Conservatory on Seymour Street Friday evening. And to talk about it, we're very happy to welcome back to the program Brenton Canese, who is serving as the Marketing Director for the Wausau Conservatory. Brenton, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And again, it's really a wonderful time, and it's, you know, when you just hear the title Winter Wonderland Concert, it does fit the spirit of the season, and of course the conservatory does so many great shows. But tell us a little bit about what's happening on Friday night.
Yeah, so our Winter Wonderland Cabaret, it's somewhat of a new event, but it's a reinvention of an old event. Basically, we used to have an event called Christmas Cabaret, and that was featured more of like Christmas holiday music. That this is more variety. We, you know, we mm-hmm. have some Christmas music, but we have some Broadway, we have some opera, a good variety of music. And we have it's mostly our student groups that we have, but we also have a couple of adult groups that will be joining us. And it's really just an event to show off our student talent.
How many kids are involved at the conservatory? Because you were mentioning before we came on the air about this is a first opportunity for many of them, but not just for this show, but how many kids are involved in some kind of program at the conservatory? Do you have any idea?
Well, we have a variety of programs, and we have roughly a little over 500 kids within those programs, and that people, you know, they're involved. We have a Rock Infused Orchestra concert. That's a whole separate entity we have coming up in January, and that's part of the conservatory, but otherwise we have our different student groups, and we have private lessons as well. So we have a lot of opportunities for not only, you know, children, but for adults as well.
And also, yeah, you said it. I mean, a lot of adults is, I mean, as somebody yourself, you're so involved with the arts in, yes, in so many different ways. To see the talent that's developed. And that's a wonderful aspect about the conservatory. It's about developing talent as well, isn't it?
Yes. And there's a lot of, you know, I'm involved in a lot of the theater groups in town and also with the conservatory, of course. And you just see a lot of intertwining of the groups in that. You see a lot of people who want to build their skills, hone their skills, mm-hmm, and they come to the conservatory for lessons. And, you know, you have some people who just want to explore, you know, what music can do for them, explore a new instrument and that, and that's a great way for them to do it as well.
One of the interesting things about our discussion this morning as well is when you came in, you talked about, well, got sort of a little issue here. It's too darn popular.
Yeah, it's sold, a good issue to
you've,
have.
You've sold the tickets so very quickly. In fact, what is the situation right now with the tickets for Friday night?
So last night we sold out at 11 o'clock last night, but over the weekend we just released them by 20 and we sold out those. So we sold out, we had 300 tickets and we're all sold out. However, we will have tickets available at the door. The reason we have to set a ticket cap is due to fire and safety regulations. Right. Of course, we want to be safe, but also we won't have all those people there at once. So it's a great event for people to come and go. We know there's a lot going on Friday. So if you have a family member or a friend who is performing or just want to explore some of the talent that we have at the conservatory, it's a great way to come and go. And it's only $5. So, and there's a lot that comes with the ticket as well.
Little suggestion. Well, you're selling those tickets, you may have to raise the prices. The old supply and demand here, because obviously the demand is great, and that's wonderful for the Winter Wonderland Cabaret coming up. It starts at 6 o'clock, correct?
Yes, it does.
And it says 6 to 9. That's a lot of music.
It's a lot of music. We have 49 singers alone in one room. So one room, we have three rooms entertainment. Our first room is going to be our big concert hall. And we're going to have all groups in there, some area groups. Wassa East High School's Prestige Choir will be there. Mm. We have a group called Brass Patina. They'll be kicking off the night. And we'll be introducing the conservatory's Children's Choir Harmony Hive. So that'll be their first performance as well. Then we have a room upstairs. That's going to be all singers who are part of our private studios at the conservatory, all voice students. Mm. And then downstairs, we're going to have, in our reception hall, it'll be strictly piano music, and then that's where we're going to have all of our appetizers, all the refreshments and that will all be in there.
You mentioned that for some of these kids, it is the first performance, and that, I mean, you've been around the block a few times, so obviously you've seen a lot of shows. You've had, you know, veterans, you've had youth in the first performance, whether it's a kid or an adult. That is special. I mean, I think for the kids to have that first opportunity, and it's not surprising you're sold out. We're saying as well, we got parents and grandparents, obviously want to see it, but those first performances, I mean, you've been around it. You've seen that.
Sure.
Those are special, aren't they?
Yeah, it really is. You know, and I think it just sparks something in the child, if it is a child, even an adult. You know, we have some people recently who have joined the conservatory who may have done stuff in the past, but who just want to go back into it. It's been a while since they've had a break, and they just want to find something that interests them again. But to see that kind of spark rekindle in them is just something great, and it just creates a lot of memories and a lot of great moments for these kids and their families.
Again, we're talking to Brenton Canese from the Wassa Conservatory of Music. It's coming up on Friday. It's their Winter Wonderland Cabaret at the Wassa Conservatory of Music, 404 Seymour Street in Wassa. We'll give you again the details on where they stand with the tickets coming up. Something we should also mention is that these programs at the conservatory, they do need funding. And
yes. And
today being Giving Tuesday, I think for folks that are here in central Wisconsin that appreciate the opportunities for the students, for the folks that are involved in any of the programs at the conservatory, and also for the folks that come and see some of these great, wonderful productions, today is a wonderful opportunity for folks to help support everything that you do.
It is. Yeah. And all the donations fund either scholarships or of our student programs. This year especially, we've been building up our student programs again and growing our community growth overall. And by donating to the conservatory, you're giving back to the community overall. And you're giving a child a chance to participate in lessons they may not be able to if they couldn't afford it. And, you know, our mission at the conservatory is no child is turned away due to their financial background. Mm. So we want to make sure everyone has the gift of music. And you can give it this holiday by donating to the conservatory on Giving Tuesday.
And again, how long has the conservatory been in business?
Over 40 years. I think it's 43 years this year.
Was I not mistaken? It was Dr. Bellamy Hosler who started it?
That is correct, yeah.
And I just think I went to school at UWMC back in the late 90s, late 80s, I wish it was late 90s, and I knew Doug, and of course Doug Hosler as well, and Bellamy, brilliant person as well. So obviously great tradition that continues with the Wausau Conservatory of Music as well. Real quick, again, I hate to throw curveballs, but, you know, we had a lot of students go through programs at the conservatory. Has anybody gone, you know, maybe real deep into professional careers that you know of, or is that something that is sort of, I'm not sure.
Well, we have Grace Stanky. She was Miss America. She was a student of Mr. Patrick Langer. She took violin, and, you know, at their the ceremony where she performed, she played violin as one of her talents.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was great to see that. And she was featured in one of our impact reports a couple of years ago. But it shows that you can do so much with music.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be your everyday thing, but just to be able to show it off and be involved no matter what it is. You know, if you're playing a violin or you're singing, you can use those skills. And you may not have a career out of it, but you can use it and have fun with it and make it your passion in life.
And that also brings up the idea that it's not just the voice that you train, right?
Yeah.
Through the instruments as well. I mean, a wide variety, isn't there?
Yes, we basically have every instrument available except for bagpipes, basically. So there's a lot of variety if you want to learn. We'll be having a couple new group classes coming up next semester. I'll give a preview of that. We'll have a ukulele class for kids that'll be coming up. And we're going to continue our children's choir, which has just grown in popularity. And the last time we had a choir of this size was in 2019. So it's great to build these things back up and get the community involved.
Again, talking to Brenton Canese from the Wausau Conservatory of Music. Again, coming up on Friday night, Winter Wonderland concert from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. Again, I guess we should go back to talking about this event. The tickets are sold out, but if people want to come, they can still come in a maybe sort of a rotating basis.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. So we have 300 tickets. Those are our advance tickets that have sold out. And due to, you know, fire and safety regulations, that is our ticket cap. However, we will have tickets on a rolling basis. You come in, you will most likely be able to get in at some point. You know, and we want people to come in, you know, because we have a lot of groups. We're partnering with the Pinery Coffee Company across the street here. The Mint Cafe, they'll be having appetizers and that. Krieger's Bakery, they'll be having cookies for us. So it's a great community event. Then we hope everyone who wants to come can come down and see it.
And again, 3 hours of great entertainment. So there's going to be a rotation out there. A lot of folks involved. You mentioned the 50 or so kids that are involved. Generally, how many total people are going to be involved in this? But you said there are a number of different groups that will be performing. Roughly how many people will be performing one way or the other on Friday night?
Oh, gosh. Probably between performers, between 200 probably. It's a lot of people coming and going, a lot of groups, but that's good. It shows that all of our talent, and not just what the talent we have at the conservatory, but other groups as well, they can support.
You need a bigger venue. That's what.
Yes, we do.
No. It's obviously, it's wonderful to have even, you know, the conservatory itself. People, I'm sure, drive past it all the time. Yeah. You notice it right there on Grand when you're driving near the courthouse as well. What else do we need to know about the conservatory in terms of, we got a couple of minutes remaining here, besides, you know, this performance? There are performances and events for the public that occur basically throughout the year, correct?
Absolutely. This is our, you know, our big seasonal event. The past 3 years, we had a Christmas for Kids event, and again, we're transitioning back to our cabaret event. But really, we have events year-round, and majority of our events are free. We have our faculty recital in January, which will be honoring one of our faculty members who passed away this in 2023. And then we'll also have our gala that happens every year, and a Rock Infused Orchestra concert. That's over 200 kids on stage at Wausau West High School, and it's a free rock concert with orchestra string instruments. So a lot of events in the year. Of course, we have different recitals and that, and all that information is on our Facebook page and our website.
Yep. Yeah, I see a lot of information at the Facebook page. So again, follow Wausau Conservatory of Music right there, and then check out their website. What is the address for the website for people that may want to go directly there to get further information, and perhaps, you know, even if they have a kid that's showing some interest in music, maybe find out some of the possible programs they could be involved in with. What is the address?
Yeah. So if anyone's interested in lessons of that, they can go to wausauconservatory.org. All the information is on the website.
Fantastic. Again, coming up on Friday night, the Winter Wonderland Cabaret from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music, 404 Seymour Street in Wausau. There'll be music, there'll be appetizers, there'll be refreshments, and there'll be incredible talent as well. And it's wonderful to see, again, that people have this appetite, both to be involved with the conservatory as a student, and then for folks that are just, you know, obviously gobbling up those tickets so very quickly to see this terrific holiday event. Brenton, again, really appreciate your time. I know that you're so very much active within our local art scene. Thanks for everything that you do, and hopefully we'll have you back on to talk about another great show coming up in the near future.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Chad.
Again, Brenton Canese from the Wausau Conservatory of Music. Make sure you still plan on heading on over. Winter Wonderland Cabaret coming up on Friday night. The time is 8:48. Again, overcast skies, 19 degrees is the temperature. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. We'll have more coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. You can join us as well. I forgot to mention this earlier. You can join us by either calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's something that's on your mind that we're not talking about, or if you want to respond to something we have talked about as well, would love to hear from you. Again, 715-382-9297. And you can also join us by using your Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Go to your app store, search Civic Media. It is a free app. Download it, and then all the stations on the Civic Media radio network are on there. In fact, I've been always saying here recently that WXCO is the fifth station down. It's been updated. It's now fourth station on the list. So if you
moving get, up. There
get,
you go.
Get moving on up. Yep, just like the Jeffersons. But fourth station, you can open up the 98.9 page on the app. and then be able to go to our website, be able to send us an email, be able to listen to us wherever you may be, and also hit a button to call and hit a button to text as well. So again, 715-382-9297 or by using the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Brenton Canise for joining us. Make sure that you check out again, their Winter Wonderland Cabaret. It's great to hear that their tickets have been going so very quickly. Also coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is True Magic. I have to apologize because I've been talking to you about how I want to get people on the show. I got a call yesterday at lunchtime, but I was driving. And I didn't bring out my phone. It was in my pocket, so I just waited. And then I got back. I checked it out. It was somebody from your show. And I had a meeting, and then I forgot about it. So I think here in the next couple of minutes, I will be making that return phone call to set up to have somebody from your show come on the program here later in the week. So I think they were talking about Thursday, having somebody come on the program, which is opening night.
We were talking about that at rehearsal last night to have
why didn't he call us back, right? Oh no, I'm sorry about that. It was like I was driving home from the basketball game last night and all of a sudden it hit me. Oh, I did not call back the person who had called to set
you
up
were
a
very
true
busy. It's totally understandable.
No, but it still makes me annoyed because I kept on telling you, hey, I haven't heard from them yet. And then finally I do, and then I drop the ball on it. So we will have some folks from True Magic.
We will have them on the show, though.
I think on Thursday. Well, I will square that away hopefully here in the next few minutes.
Yes.
But again, you had a dress rehearsal last night, right?
Yep, a dress rehearsal. It was our first rehearsal at the church. We were getting a feel for the stage area itself to work on our entrances and exits. And, you know, overall, it was a very productive rehearsal. I say we're in pretty good shape. And 2 days will be about getting those costume changes figured out, you know, working with some additional props and set pieces as well. And then Wednesday will be the final dress rehearsal with costumes and makeup and everything. And then Thursday is the big night.
Yeah.
And remember, you can get tickets on the River and Woods Facebook page. There is a link in the description, and you can also get them at the door as well. It is $15 for children and seniors and $20 for adults.
Fantastic. And again, even if you're going to the conservatory on Friday night, that means you still have two other chances to see True Magic with Ian Welsh and a wonderful cast of performers.
Yes.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all at 7 p.m. First Presbyterian Church on Grant Street in Wausau. And again, you can check
in the basement.
In the basement.
And there is an elevator, though.
Oh, that's good as well.
There's an elevator.
But you can.
If you're worried about the time of the show, well, you don't need to worry about that. The show itself is only a little over an hour long.
Oh, really? So in and out, good. Have a great dinner afterwards, and then have a wonderful evening, totally, right?
Absolutely. A nice way to kickstart the holidays.
There you go. So True Magic with Ian, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7 p.m. Check out the River and Woods Theater Company website or their Facebook page as well for your opportunity to get tickets. We got another hour to go here on the program. We will tell you about Giving Tuesday coming up because Civic Media is big in on Giving Tuesday. In fact, there is a special page at civicmedia.us with some suggestions from different markets around the state of Wisconsin, our Civic Media stations, including here in Wausau. In fact, there's three different ideas in terms of your Giving Tuesday, but again, it doesn't have to be those terrific organizations. It can be another one that's special to you, but we'll talk about that coming up. Also coming up just after the news, we will have a chance to talk about what's happening at the Marathon County Public Library, as once again, we'll be joined by Robin Vargas from the library. Tell us about what's happening here at the downtown branch, but also branches throughout the county as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:58, 19 degrees, overcast skies. Glad you could join us here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.